Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Matt Spiegel on 670 The Score.
With the very latest from Hallis Hall is our guy, the man, Mark Grody, who exudes an odor. Unfortunately, we have to trust those at Hallis Hall that he's still exuding it. I hope he is. He joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And this segment with Mark Grody is sponsored by Busey Bank. They love Mark Grody. They've been building business, growing wealth since 1868. What do you say, Groats?
Well, I guess at this point, after saying what you just said, I think that I'm probably required to say that odor is coming from the Bears' offense. Anybody? Anybody?
Oh, God, that makes
anybody?
Sense.
I like it. I mean, I like it, Groats. I like it. I'll go with it. Yeah. They don't hear, but
set
I like
me
it.
Set me up for it. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
it really
totally
did. It really did. It is in that ridiculous spot once again where we're trying to figure out if it's the quarterback or the offensive line or the offensive line coach or the offensive coordinator, yada, 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 yada.
Brian Poles.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Ryan Poles.
Ryan
I mean,
Poles.
There's a lot of culpability to consider with mm-hmm. what's going on right now. There's no doubt about it. I just got done watching the first half slowly and rewinding and all of that, and I'm seeing all sort. At least in this particular half, I know that there was a lot of problems on the offensive line, but Braxton Jones did not have a particularly good game. There's a run play that gets gobbled up right away with DeAndre Swift, and that's on Braxton Jones's side. Jones and Tevin Jenkins on that first drive missed. That was the first sack that Caleb Williams took on the night. So there were problems on the left side, and to some degree, you understand that with Will Anderson bringing noise the whole time. I mean, that guy is legit. I know he was just the rookie of the year last year, defensive rookie of the year last year, but that guy was playing like a monster last night.
Yeah, they were. And the other thing, Grody, all of them took turns of making a mistake. Like if you, when you continue watching this tape, it's everyone keeps making a mistake, and that's the problem. Like we were trying to figure out how you fix this offensive line. Do you think there would be any chance for maybe just what you hear from the coaches? Are they close to getting to a panic mode of saying, "All right, we've got to fix this because it was bad the first week. It might have been worse last night." I mean, are there any way to move guys around? You know, we've heard Olin or David Hall, talk about moving. Tevin Jenkins to right guard. That was a joke. And then maybe putting Matt Pryor left guard or something like that. But do you get any sense of like a panic yet after listening to the coaches?
I haven't gotten the sense of a panic, but I mean, I know that they know they can't let this season slip away. And I know that like they're 1-1. It's through two games.
Right.
It's a developing quarterback, all of that. And I feel like we always have to give those caveats. But you still can't let this thing slip away based on the offensive line. Now, we know that last year they did have, Pat, as you know, a lot of success when they had Tevin Jenkins on the right side of that line with Darnell Wright as well. And I did watch enough tape today to see Nate Davis and Darnell Wright conspiring on a couple of mistakes on their side of the line as well. So I don't know that they're at that point, but it's definitely on their radar. I mean, if this was a season like the past ones where you could kind of, for lack of a better way of describing, you could kind of waste the season and look at it as an opportunity to develop, that's all out the window now.
Right.
This has to be a season in which you either win or you show incredible encouragement, and neither of those things is necessarily happening yet.
Yeah, there are multiple reasons, because you are in a competitive window, but also you have to make sure that you don't break this quarterback, that you don't cause enough damage that you mess up some of his habits, and that is more important than anything else this entire season.
You know what, you're right, Spiegs, and let me play something for you. I'm going with the second Eberflus cut first here, Tanny, and that is something that was brought up during this press conference, which I thought was really relevant. And you know, the man was Caleb Williams, was sacked 7 times. Patrick, we talked about this on the post game last night. None of those were light hits, and not every sack was hit many times in that game. The out of bounds play where the big fight breaks out. So the question to Matt Eberflus in regards to all of that, and we've asked this about previous quarterbacks too, could all of this pressure create bad habits for the starting quarterback?
He's a very tough person. He's very resilient, and he hangs in that pocket. And again, he showed his toughness last night. He took a couple in there, but the main thing he's got to do is, ball security in the pocket, which he's been relatively good at, and then also being able to stay in the pocket and ride that pocket when it's firm. And he's got to use his instincts if it does break down, because in the NFL it does sometimes. And, he does a good job with that as well. So just staying on the ball security, staying on the pocket, stay on his progressions, keep his eyes down the field, just keep doing the basics right.
But Grody, the pocket's so small. That's the problem.
But as long as it's firm, Pat.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, there were moments where we did see Caleb Williams doing exactly that, especially on the early drives where you would literally see him take a step up in the pocket instead of going sideways. And that was nice to see. And
But there were times, though, Groats, there were times late in that game where he did not fully step in. There were definitely times where it seemed like it had gotten to him, and he did not fully step into a pocket. And in part,
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Maybe it is because he was afraid to get hit. And Kurt Warner told us a little bit earlier today that he saw a couple times in that second half where his eyes dropped. And I remember that phraseology from all of our Justin Fields conversation. And any quarterback who says they sometimes see ghosts, like their eyes can drop and that can screw up their read of everything that should be in front of them.
Yeah, I mean, the eyes, the feet, and the correlation that exists between those two. And as a matter of fact, Matt Eberflus kind of got into it on one of the things that was asked of him today. And that was, look, we saw some nice moments from Caleb Williams. The third and 12 early to DeAndre Carter. And then there's a first down play right after that. On that same drive, there's a third and two completion to DJ Moore. There's nice plays that are made. But one thing that was pointed out during the press conference, I don't remember which reporter it was or else I would give credit, but Caleb Williams on the downfield accuracy on passes of 15 or more so far, 0-for-11. And here is Matt Eberflus on that.
Yeah, you know, and again, if he's, you know, getting his feet set, I would think be one of them. You know, because I think when anytime you have an inaccurate throw, you always go to the feet, you always go to the base. And I think that's always where it is with any quarterback, you know, and I know that quarterbacks talk about, you know, throwing off platform and all those things, but they still have their feet planted in the ground. And, you know, they do a good job of, you know, getting their shoulders around and getting their feet planted towards the target area. So I think it's important that we start with the ground up. And he's no different than any other quarterback.
Grody, one thing that concerns me, though, is that, okay, the he's got to work on his technique and stuff like that. But we were talking earlier in the show that, you know, the O-line, they don't get the physical reps like they used to. And sometimes you see now that some O-lines are not as the continuity is not there yet, right? For a DB for a receiver and a quarterback, I know he's a rookie. There's been a lot of times, like Rome was talking about, he ran the wrong route. Some guys are in the wrong position. DJ said, you know, was frustrated when, you know, on the sideline with his helmet. That I'm surprised that we're getting this many plays where he keeps talking about they're not on the same page. And I'm just wondering if there's too much on his plate right now. Is this something they need to scale back down? Or do you just keep throwing it out there and it's going to fix itself?
Well, I wondered that exact same thing after the first game, Pat. Like, is conceptually, will they do things different? Will they say, okay, that's one game. We're going to game plan specifically for Houston now. But are there things that we had him do that we now have to take off his plate? And they've put a lot out there. So I haven't been able to get a good answer on that because it probably falls under the guise of game planning, and they're not going to want to give too much away on what they're going to put on his plate and what they're going to take off. That's probably a good question, though, for Caleb Williams when he comes up there later on this week. And I'm going to play some Cole Kmet for you. You know, let me play Cole Kmet right now. I'm gonna move ahead to that. We got more Flus, but since you're asking about this is perfect, though, because
this is wonderful. Everybody's enjoying the ad-lib on the fly.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No,
because we're all friends here. That's what we do.
That's right.
You're
the orangutan. Grody's the turtle.
I am ready to flow in whatever direction we need to.
You're like a stream.
Cole Kmet might have been as strong as anybody today. And you're talking about the wide receiver communications. There's some culpability that Caleb Williams has. There's some blame on Cole Kmet. And listen closely to Cole Kmet, because you're even hear a little bit about the cadence. Cole Kmet kind of in a really low-key, nice way. Listen to him call out everybody here.
It always starts with running the football. I think every offense, the number one goal is to run the football effectively. So I think it always starts there. And, from there, I think we can open up some things up in the pass game as well. And, that includes staying ahead of the chains there and then being more disciplined up front as well with our cadence and whatnot stuff. So we had a few false starts. I was included in that. So getting those things corrected and, we can't have those things kind of shooting ourselves in the foot there.
How do you guys view your responsibility, collectively in combating some of those pressures, knowing that those looks were, as aggressive as they were last night? And it's probably a formula teams are going to try to replicate here.
Yeah, sure. I know obviously with Caleb being a rookie, they're going to test him to see what he knows protection wise. But yeah, I mean, like Coach is saying, protection's not, I know everyone wants to just look at the offensive line and, you see a sack and maybe you feel like it's on the offensive line, but there's a lot of things that go into it, whether it's the receivers having to run the right routes. And, if they're not there, that causes the quarterback to hold the ball a little bit more. And those lead to sacks, whether it's protection adjustments that, you see pressure and having to adjust off the pressure that you see and, maybe making a slide different here or there and, getting the linemen to the right spots in that regard. Or whether just a miscommunication up front as to what play we're running. So, there's a lot of things that goes into it. I don't think it's necessarily a talent issue necessarily up front. I don't think that we were just getting overmatched totally physically up front, but I think us getting on the same page mentally speaking can lead to those adjustments and we can kind of see those sacks come down a little bit.
All right, so that's good stuff. And it is incredibly difficult to pick apart football and know what you're talking about on a Monday or even a Tuesday and sometimes even on a Wednesday. But that's when people lose patience with breaking down the previous game. So then you just move on to the next game. While you're hoping that in-house, inside the house, they're learning what the actual problems are and dissecting it.
Yes.
When I see Cole Kmet trying to block Danielle Hunter, or maybe it was Will Anderson, I forget which one, but it's a one-on-one block on the edge. Your first instinct is to say, why the hell are they scheming that? But sometimes that's what you have to do. And you said, Pat, there
was supposed to be a quick throw.
Quick
and
throw
they
on
ran
the other
it right
side.
And he couldn't make the throw. It could have been a pick six. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on there. My favorite thing, Grody, is what I hate to hear is when teams play poorly and they're like, we are close. He didn't say we are close.
No, he didn't.
Those meetings had to be ugly. And he's still reeling. I'm sure they had meetings before this the Zoom call they had today, but yeah, I didn't hear that. He was honest about everybody, and he's a captain and all that kind of stuff. And I thought he handled the question very politically correct, right? He took care of everybody and didn't throw anybody under the bus. But I was waiting to hear we are close. And when I hear that, I'm like, no, you guys got to be honest with yourself. And I think he's being honest with
that. That was pretty clear last night that it weren't close because there were so many plays where it was on a different member of the offensive line. It seems it might have been on scheme. It might have been on the pass protection itself. How much of this is on Shane Waldron? What's Matt Eberflus willing to say about it, Mark?
Yeah. I just want to say one more thing, though, too. I also thought that Cole Kmet was trying to tell us that it's more than the offense that he mentioned. Cadence. He mentioned the fact that the wide receivers might be running the wrong route. So I don't know if he's saying that directly those things happen, but I think it's pretty easy to infer that there was a lot going on that we don't know. And, like you said, he's not going to throw everybody under the bus, but I think he's desperately trying to say that not a lot of the offense is on the same page. As for, and yes, Shane Waldron, Pat, we talked about him last night as well. Here is what Matt Eberflus is saying. He was asked, here was the exact question. He was asked about Waldron's play calling, but then the second part of the question, he was asked specifically, what are Waldron's strengths?
Yeah, I would say his strengths are the same that, that started the season. Great communicator, great teacher, really has a good feel for the game, works well with his staff and the players. I thought we did a good job of distributing the ball yesterday, better than the first game in terms of putting it to our skill and the targets to our skill sets. That was really good. I have total belief in all those guys. I was just up with those guys talking about, what we're going to get done this week and how we're going to do it. And be on the details and moving forward. So, but yeah, staff has been good, and we're always working to solve problems and get better every single week. It's never going to be perfect, and this week's no different.
So, you know, I'm looking at the snap counts and trying to kind of wrap my head around the usage. Cole Kmet, 54 snaps, that's 77%. Gerald Everett back down at 25, that's 36% of the snaps. I still felt like I saw too much Gerald Everett because there was a drop. There was a full-on whiff on a little quick sideline screen to DeAndre Swift that looked like it was designed weird. Like, I still feel like there's a love affair with Gerald Everett, or a belief in him as a dual threat tight end that he hasn't earned the trust of, at least to my eyes, in the first two games. Pat, what do you think?
Well, hold on, Grody. There it is. Love affair. We talked about the love affair last night.
Yeah, you did. And Olin Krutz was tickled silly by that. I love
But I said
how,
they have a love affair. That Shane Waldron and Gerald Everett.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it, but I had the same thought.
Just giggling, and we almost couldn't move on. But yes,
do you think
love
it's
affair.
Do you think it's because that video surfaced of them in a gondola in Venice? Is that why?
Who was sitting on whose lap?
Yeah, I'm not gonna answer.
So
you guys are on your own now. I'm just going to sit back here on this couch.
No, but just like I think Olin used the word Swiss Army knife for that offense, right? There was a play where he ran the quick screen to left. He's the bigger dude, and he's got two small guys blocking. In my opinion, he's not the guy to be catching that pass. It should be DJ Moore or DeAndre Carter even now, and have him blocking. So there's some personnel things. I just scratch my head how he uses him, but hopefully he figures that out. That's just, you know, he's a talent, obviously. But hold on, Grody, is he that dynamic, like as a runner with the ball in his hands? I can't recall from watching him, you know, before.
I haven't seen a ton of it. I mean, this is not obviously not a bad player, but it does feel like this is the guy. There seems like there's always a guy on the Bears that they sort of force on you early. Like, oh, okay, so they really like this guy. And you talked about the relationship between Shane Waldron and Gerald Everett as well, but there hasn't been enough of the dynamic play from him. I mean, Speaks mentioned that drop was a killer, man.
Yes.
Roma Dunze makes that 27-yard play. This is Caleb's chance here to hide the game, and maybe in a game that you have no business being in at that point, and then he makes that drop. I mean, that's a bad moment right there for Gerald Everett.
Instead of second and 10, it could be second and 3, and it changes the entire tenor of the rest of that drive.
Well, I know Velus Jones is a completely different story, but we've seen it. Velus Jones made a critical error last week, and he was inactive this week. And I know Velus has sort of earned that spot for a bunch of bad plays in the past, but hopefully, you know, the Bears offense will see it and they will know that, and understanding that it's only two games. But hey, again, you have to make adjustments to win this year, not to develop.
Is there more flus on the pass protection? Yeah. Because I'm looking at right after that drop by Everett on second and 10, that's when Danielle Hunter swallows Caleb Williams in one piece, having deked Darnell Wright straight up one-on-one on the edge.
Just absolutely crunched him on that play. But here's Matt Eberflus on pass protection.
What's more concerning to you, the execution when the other team brings pressure, or the fact that you guys are putting yourselves in those situations where you're second and long and third and long?
Great observation there, because I do believe that when you're able to run the ball and move the ball and stay ahead of the chains, you don't get those types of pressures, and that where you know you're all pass protection. We have to do a really good job with that coming forward, and not creating those distances for us that are favorable for us on offense, that we can rely more on the quick passing, rely more on to convert third downs, and really get first downs on first and second down, not even get the third down. So that's what we're searching for. We're hunting for that. And we were just in that meeting talking about that just 10 minutes ago.
See, that's a really applicable cut to the sequence we're talking about. If Everett makes that catch, it's second and 3. Instead, it's second and 10. Yep. Caleb's like, I better get a chunk. And maybe he's looking downfield a little longer. Maybe it affects the call. And then that's what you get happen there. You know, it's such a simple thing. But when Bill Belichick last week with Pat McAfee was talking about the greatest thing that Tom Brady ever did, the greatest trait that he had, he said, just making sure he got positive yards whenever possible.
Yeah.
Just your job is to matriculate the ball down the field. And like, if you can get 4 or 5, get it. Don't go backwards. Don't get a negative play. And you got to support this young quarterback by making every single play you can and not having a dumbass penalty to go backwards. Don't force him to do more than he can do at this
point. Or a poor run game. You know, we talked about that. That's what's going to help him, right? And he talked about everybody around him is going to make Caleb better. Well, that's the O-line, too. You know, not just in pass protection. It's in the run game. Keep the chains moving. Make it second and six. Mm-hmm. Get more second and six. Give me more second and seven.
Yeah.
Just get the ball moving forward. And that the run game right now is obviously a problem as well as well as pass protection.
Yeah, and ironically, it's Khalil Herbert who comes up with that 3-yard touchdown. And it's on that drive that I wanted to ask you guys a question, because I, having watched the penalty play, the 3rd and 14, where Caleb Williams throws it to the 5-yard line of Detroit, intended for DeAndre Carter, fellow U.S. seaman Bullock, I think it's Caleb Bullock, makes the penalty. That throw intended for DeAndre Carter, I think that's a play Carter probably makes, and that's adding to the potential great throws of 15 yards or more. I thought that was a terrific throw by Caleb.
Down the right sideline?
No, the one across the middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Down to the five-yard line where the Bears eventually punch it on the Khalil Herbert play where Bullock makes the penalty.
It
looked like that could have been within inches of being the elite throw of the night. That's just something go back and check that out and tell me if you guys agree with me.
I will, because there's another 3rd and 14 with less than 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter where he throws a pretty darn good deep ball to DJ Moore down the right side. That's where the roughing penalty on Mario Edwards and negated the incompletion, but even that was a pretty darn good throw. So there was a few. I still believe that Caleb is that guy, and it's really hard to be in that camp right now for some people. But it's not hard for me to be in that camp. And Kurt Warner led with it. He said he saw improvements. Caleb talked about he felt like his accuracy was improved. The drops were slower and more controlled in the first half. This is a very hard league. It's a hard thing to do. And I am part of the problem in outsizing the expectations based on the dreams of C.J. Stroud and last year. But I still am confident that Caleb Williams is that guy.
I mean, we've seen two first-round quarterbacks here before in Trubisky and Justin Fields. And I'll just say right now, so far, he looks better. He looks more like he's a better pocket passer. Can he become C.J. Stroud? I don't know. Can he become Tom Brady or one of the greats? I don't know. But from what I see right now in my evaluation, just from preseason, these two first games, it's better than what we've had in the past.
I think that's really clear, Pat. I think it's actually clear to see if you can separate yourself. It's a difficult game to analyze, but I really
think it's
clear.
Because we want him to be great, right?
Yes.
You want him to walk in and be great. And C.J. Stroud set a standard that's so high. But I think if you really watch football, and Kurt Warner knows it as well as anybody, if not as, he knows as well as anybody in the world at quarterback play, and he sees it.
Yep.
So that says a lot.
If it wasn't for that fair bear punter that they have over there, the Bears may have won that. That guy was a pain in the ass, wasn't he?
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
so was Cairo.
No, he was great too.
Pat has a theory on that, but let's wrap up the segment. What else you got, Krauts?
A couple other things.
Because we're just about done with you.
Yeah.
No, you got to save it for Pat. I got you. he's got fair bear stuff too. I understand. The Bears did get in at 4 a.m. today, so they're tired. We're seeing more Travis Homer in spots where maybe Roschon Johnson could be. Eberflus was very vague about Roschon Johnson, but said that they are trying to give different looks. Travis Homer got in there on that third down. It was a third down, but he came in and ran it, rushed for 6 yards, so he looked fine.
Mm.
And no updates on Keenan Allen per Matt Eberflus. Said that Keenan Allen was in the building today, but Matt Eberflus said he was yet to be updated on the health of Keenan Allen, who did not play last night.
Grody, you heard it a week and a half ago. We played it on the tape. We touched on it. I think it was on Friday. That tone from Keenan Allen to you about the heel, about the foot, but he said, just kind of, it is what it is. What are you going to do? And it went from originally being called a cleat issue. Remember that? Now, what they call it last night? Plantar fasciitis. I mean, that's a different thing. Plantar fasciitis
it's
in the foot, that is a big-time different thing. That is the real deal, and this I don't think it's going anywhere, unfortunately.
No, I know. No, absolutely. And my theory is that Keenan Allen played through some serious pain in that first game, and then they're like, okay, let's get you out of here now. So we'll see.
I know we got to let you run, but any other injury news? Anybody else come out with any bumps or bruises we might be worried about for this game coming up?
Nothing that Matt Eberflus would reveal today, so we're going to have to wait until Wednesday on that, unfortunately. Okay. They did not share with us, Pat. Sorry.
Thank you, Mark. You're the best, buddy.
Bears.
This segment with Mark Grody, Bears, is sponsored by Fireplace and Chimney Authority. Visit online or go to their Elmhurst and Lyle showrooms. Pat's got a theory on the kickers. And let's be real about the experience from last night. If you want to dial it up, you can at 312-644-6767. That felt way too damn familiar and continues to. Let's talk about it on The Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.